Not endearing.
A Model Zushi Podfic. Written by Shadow Sapiens and read by Calicaria for Night Tracer as part of ITPE 2019. This story features the pairing Lan Wanji Wei Wuxian, has been rated for general audiences and has been tagged No Archive Warnings Apply. Additional tags for flashback era, pre-relationship, pining, fluff, denial of feelings, mild caretaking but neither of them would call it that, extra treat. Reader's notes. I am so sorry for the mess I'm sure I'm making of everyone's names. Lan Wanji works more slowly than usual with Wei Wuxian in the library pavilion. It's been 3 weeks of the miscreant's punishment, and with every passing day, Lan Wanji falls further and further behind on his studies. He strives to be as diligent as ever, but somehow the same text takes twice as long to read, the same essay takes twice as long to write, when Wei Wuxian lounges across the table, twirling his hair between his fingers. Such long, sleek hair. Such quick, slender fingers. Today he reads about death and its definitions. Late sunlight slants through the wide windows, and the evening breeze tugs at his sleeves, his ribbon. He imagines for a moment that Wei Wuxian's slim fingers might tug his ribbon like that. Infuriating, intimate. But Wei Wuxian is safely slumped in place, his elbows on the wooden surface. I'm starving! Wei Wuxian whines. Lan Wanji tells himself the soft tone is undignified and tedious. Not endearing. How are you still working? Lots to read. His answer is unbecomingly close to falsehood. There's no more to read than usual. It's just taking him twice as long. You can go to supper. For a foolish moment, he hopes Wei Wuxian will stay. But Wei Wuxian's never been known to pick studying over his stomach, and he leaps to his feet. Lan Wanji tries not to watch as he stretches, arms swinging around. He cracks his neck, hair falling over his shoulder, and then he turns back to Lan Wanji, beaming. He walks around the table and touches Lan Wanji's shoulder. Come on, he says. Isn't proper nutrition one of your million rules? Lan Wanji can't remember a single thing he's read for the past hour. The words all blur together. It's too hard to think about death when Wei Wuxian looks so alive. When his hand burns so warm on Lan Wanji's shoulder. When his eyes shine so bright. The sun is setting, but the room grows no darker when lit by Wei Wuxian's smile. This time, Lan Wanji definitely lies. He'll punish himself for it later, but he can't stop himself from saying, I've finished the reading anyway. Wei Wuxian's gleeful exclamation is unseemly and undignified. Lan Wanji tells himself he hates it, and ignores his quickening pulse. The end. Thanks for listening.